Coach's Insight continues as we now get a chance to talk to ACCHS head football coach Alex Thornburg. His team taking the first loss of their early season, 20-0 at Nemaha Central. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, again, you take your first loss, 3-1 overall, but a team that's right now number 2 in Class 2A. What were the challenges that Nemaha Central presented, and how good were they?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of some of those things that I mentioned last week. Their size up front gave us trouble all night. They really owned the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, for all four quarters. And it just put us in a bad spot offensively. You know, when you're not getting any push up front, it makes it hard to do a lot of things. So, that was really the biggest issue, is just how big they were up front. And, you know, we told our guys going in, they were going to be big up front. They were going to be physical, and they were going to be fast, and they were all of those things on Friday night.
Well, it was a 6-0 game at halftime, and then they score a couple more times in the second half. Did you see any changes on their side or adjustments maybe that kind of allowed them to get those couple of extra touchdowns to kind of create that room?
Yeah, you know, going in at halftime, we told our guys, we were like, you know, no better spot to be in than in a close game right here. And they made some nice adjustments at halftime. Their quarterback went down right before half, and their backup came in, and he played tremendous. He had a touchdown pass, and then, you know, he ran the offense really well for them. But really, you know, we had, on a couple of their scoring plays, we thought we had a pretty good defensive play dialed up, just overrunning it and not making the play. You know, when you miss 30 tackles in the you know, on an evening, it's pretty tough to win any game.
How hard is it to kind of replicate that size that Nemaha Central presented throughout practice, you know, the week prior? How difficult is that to kind of replicate?
Yeah, there's nothing you can really do to simulate that. You know, when we only have 25 guys out, so you know, we don't have anybody near as big as some of those guys they have up front. You know, 6'4" kids that are, you know, put together really well, and that play football really well. You know, that they know how to play the game. So it's tough to replicate in practice, but it is what it is.
Well, Coach, you get Moore Hill coming up on a Friday night. Of course, stepping back into Northeast Kansas League play, when you look at, you know, Moore Hill, they've dropped two straight after a 2-0 start. They lost to Republic County 44-16 last time out. When you look at Moore Hill, what are the challenges they're going to provide this week?
Yeah, you know, they've got a couple guys that can play quarterback for them. So I think that's going to be a little bit of an issue for us. You know, both of those guys can step out and play receiver as well. So it gives them some flexibility on what they want to do offensively. This is a rivalry game for us, cross-county rivalry. Our guys know what they have. You know, they know what we have. And I think our guys are just pretty fired up to play on Friday night.
When you look at what you want to see from your team, you and your coaching staff, you know, trying to bounce back after the loss last week, what are the expectations for your team this week?
Yeah, and you said it's a bounce-back week for us. You know, we've had a good week of practice, and I'm hoping that'll carry over to Friday night. You know, we would like to see ourselves get back into the win column and, you know, do things that we do, you know, control the things we can control and get back to playing that style of football we were playing earlier in the season.
ACCHS head football coach Alex Thornburg joining us. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Rivalry coming up this week, Moore Hill at ACCHS. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week. Good luck.
Sounds good. Thank you.